Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. I'm going to share just a quick story of the importance of keeping up with the day-to-day expenses and where your money is going. Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. Thanks so much for just spending a couple minutes of your time today with me. On today's episode, I just want to share a quick story of something that actually happened to our personal finances just yesterday that I thought could be a good example of the importance as to why it's important to stay on track and pay attention to where our money's going in the day-to-day. And look, before I get into this, this isn't fun. It's not fun to keep up with all your expenses. That's a discipline, right? I mean, it's just one more thing, one more task to do on top of everything else we have going on. If you've listened to any of my stuff before, you know I talk about this often. I talk about some quick ways to get started doing this. So I'll get into that towards the end and give you a quick little practical steps just to take, you know, if you want to start doing this. But I want to share the story with you first. So kind of how we set up our budget and how we manage our finances here is usually once a week, what I'll do is, and I'm old school, so I still have an Excel budget. That's just what works for me. What I'll do is once a week, I'll go in and pull all of our expenses directly from our bank account. And what I'll do is I will just look at the statement, I'll look at all the expenses that we've spent, and I will physically type them into a spreadsheet. Yes, it's 2018, and yes, I actually do use other apps and other tools to supplement this. But this, what it does is it helps me stay on track and helps me pay attention to every single item, every single dollar that we're spending. When I have to physically transfer it and type it in somewhere, I am acknowledging and that I've spent that money and I am just paying a closer attention to it than I would otherwise. And in doing that, what you do is you catch mistakes sometimes. This is kind of back in the day when people would balance their checkbook. They would add up all the checks that they've written and they would get all the checks that they had been processed through the bank and they would compare the two. And they'd see, oh, the bank misprocessed this and there was a difference on what I had written the check for, what I had written down on my checkbook, and what was actually taken out of my account. And so they can find discrepancies. They found discrepancies that way. I specifically remember my mom doing this and finding a couple times where things were just a little different. And I think in today's digital age, we think this could never happen. Everything's digital. There's never gonna be any mistakes. Everything's always gonna be as intended. But I have a couple of situations where I've actually seen differences, and the only reason I caught them is because I went through line by line. Some are small, like for instance, about a year ago, I noticed that I went to Jimmy John's and we tipped the driver and the tip was a little bit more than we anticipated or a little bit more than we thought that we wrote on the receipt. Not a big deal. It was like a dollar, you know, not a big deal. That doesn't seem to happen often. But the one I found yesterday was actually that our HOA fees were charged twice to our account. Now they reversed one of the charges, but I thought it was really interesting that it was charged twice, you know, to kind of fix the issue. But what would have happened if they wouldn't have caught that and they wouldn't have reversed the charges? You know, if I wouldn't have been paying attention, I might have missed that much money for the month and maybe no one would have ever caught it. Now, eventually someone might have caught it, but still, that you just never know when something like that could happen. You never know when there could be a fraudulent charge, especially in today's day and age. It's even more important to pay attention to all these, every single item, because you just never know. I mean, a lot of times what the folks do who are trying to, you know, get into a bank account or cause fraud is they'll start with very small transactions because they know people aren't paying attention. People aren't looking at the details. And they know that people aren't going to notice a couple dollars. And so they try it and they escalate it and they try it and try it and try it until people don't notice anymore. And then all of a sudden they can wipe out the account because they realize no one's paying attention to it. So there's obviously a lot of benefits to doing this, not to mention the other benefit, which is, you know, if you're paying attention to where your money's going, chances are you're gonna be more intentional with how you spend it and you probably won't waste as much money. I've seen this happen in my own life and I've seen this happen with tons of families that I've worked with. Okay, so what are some practical ways to do this? Now, I even think just a couple videos ago, a couple podcasts ago, I talked about some real quick ways to get started, and I'll kind of review those here. One of the best things to do, in my opinion, is if you've not done this in a while, do it manually as you're getting started. It's a discipline, yes, but what it does is it really connects you back with, where's my money going? Like, think about if you had to write down how much food or what food you ate for a week. You might realize, there are some areas that I really need to change. I did this. I noticed I ate way too much chocolate. I needed to change that, or I ate too many sweets or too many snacks. I needed to change that, but the only reason I noticed it was because I'd written it down and I was thinking about it more often. So the same principle applies here to money. A lot of times we don't realize, I did go to Chick-fil-A or I did go to Starbucks way more than I thought I did. Here's what I suggest, kind of in today's culture. One, the easiest way to do this is to just pull out your phone, start a note app, and then every time you spend money, chances are your phone is near you. All you gotta do is write down the date, how much you spent, where'd you spend it at. And now if you go to Target or Walmart or Costco or one of these places or Amazon, you might wanna add a little note to that, like, I bought diapers and I bought groceries and I bought, clothes or whatever, because you can buy anything at all those places. But we don't need to overcomplicate this. Just the date, how much you spent, where'd you spend it at? And just get a running list. Do it for a week and see what you notice. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is the method that I had talked about, which is once a week, just pull up your bank statement, pull up your bank account and all the transactions, and just literally type that, the date, how much you spent, where'd you spend it at, into another spreadsheet, or just write it down somewhere. I know this seems repetitive, but it works. You're gonna pay attention a little bit more to where that money's going. Like, you'll realize, I didn't realize I spent that much on groceries, or I didn't realize I spent that much on eating out or entertainment last week. Third way that people do it is to hold on to receipts, and then once a week they'll just do the same thing that I just mentioned. They'll type that information from the receipts into a spreadsheet, or they'll write it down into a notebook. So there's several different ways to do this. Some people will also hold on to a notepad, and then every time they spend money, they'll just write it in the notepad. What you've got to do is find what works for you. And again, there's tons of apps and stuff out there. The only downside to apps like Mint, there's a few others out there. There's one, Olivia, that is actually something that I've really been paying attention to a lot more lately. It's a pretty interesting app. Every Dollar, there's a few of these out there, and they'll link up directly with your bank account. What I've noticed, though, is, especially as you're getting started in this, if you haven't done this in a while, what I've noticed is if you have a bad week, you're a little bit less likely to actually log on, because you know what you're gonna see. You're gonna see information that you don't like. And so because it's automatic, you just avoid logging in. And trust me, this happens. I see it all the time. It was me. When I first started with Mint, I wouldn't log in if I had a bad week. But when we do it manually, and again, this can be just till you build the habit up, when you do it manually, you have to pay attention to it, because the system relies on you. The habit relies on you. It doesn't rely on the bank automatically collecting the transactions for you and putting it into an app. So all that being said, it's so important, especially today with all the fraud out there, to just pay attention. This doesn't have to take a ton of time. You can honestly do this where it might take 15, 20, 30 minutes a week max. And think about how much time we waste on doing other things. If we spend a little bit more time looking at our money, think about how much more intentional we could be with where we spent it. And think about some of the things that we could prevent, some of the bad things we could prevent if we just paid a little bit closer attention to it. Thank you guys for joining me on this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. Thank you so much. If you watch this or listen to this all the way through, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.